Imagine making a scientific breakthrough but then handing over that information for free so others can take it further or even profit from it. University of Queensland scientists have identified about 150 new gene variants linked to osteoporosis, including one which shows the potential for developing a drug. Scientists are now giving away their results in the hope that someone with the right expertise will crack the next step towards curing the condition. George Roberts reports.
As an active 73-year-old who's still lecturing at a Queensland university, Margaret Jennings had no idea she had osteoporosis until a few months ago.
I was a carer for my husband who has Alzheimer's, and I was in the kitchen one night getting dinner ready, and I slipped on the kitchen floor and was on the floor for about 4 hours calling out, "Can someone help me?"
When her husband realised, he called an ambulance.
When the ambulance people came, they diagnosed that I had a fractured hip.
It's more common in women than men, but about 1 in 10 Australians aged over 50 have osteoporosis or low bone density. A team led by University of Queensland researchers applied to have access to the UK Biobank, which is a database of hundreds of thousands of patients' DNA, medical records and other data. Dr. John Kemp is a statistical geneticist with the university's Diamantina Institute.
What we were able to do is basically perform statistical analysis, which allows us to identify regions in the genome that actually influence bone density, either by increase in bone density or by reduce in bone density. So effectively, this allows us to identify gene regions in the genome that contain genes that influence bone density and hence osteoporosis.
Their research being published in the scientific journal Nature is the biggest study of osteoporosis so far. All up, the researchers have checked 17 million genetic variants against their relationship to osteoporosis. Dr. Kemp says they narrowed those down to a few dozen gene regions which showed either a positive or negative effect on bone mineral density and tested them on mice.
So we identified about 153 regions that all contain genes that we think are involved in osteoporosis. One of these genes was quite interesting because when we knocked this gene out in the mouse, or basically removed the gene from the mouse developed stronger bones or bones that had higher bone density.
That one gene is known as GPC6 and offers the most promise in helping develop a drug to treat or prevent osteoporosis.
So that suggests that this gene itself is a positive regulator of bone mineral density. In other words, if we were to potentially change its regulation, we could increase the bone density in humans or people with osteoporosis.
Dr. Kemp cautions that human trials are yet to be done, and it would take many years and millions of dollars to create a drug from it. In the meantime, the researchers are providing their findings for free in the hope other researchers can.
And potentially, you know, pharmaceutical companies or other individuals would probably build on top of this research. And hopefully one day that could lead to the development, you know, of drugs that could prevent osteoporosis one day.
Now, Dr. Kemp and his team have moved on to a bigger task, a study of nearly 500,000 patients.
George Roberts reporting.